Blog Talk Radio.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Hello, sports world. This is your host, Troy Granville, for the Sports Underline. And what you just heard was the breaking news music. As most of you have heard yesterday and maybe earlier this morning, that Kawhi Leonard to the Raptors was very possible. Now, for what they would be getting in return, it was unclear until around about 10, maybe 9 or 10 o'clock this morning. Kawhi Leonard is heading to the Raptors, and I bet you're pretty surprised for who it's for. Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green to the Toronto Raptors. In return, the Raptors send DeMar DeRozan, Joe Poeltlik, and a first-round protected pick. How crazy is that? I never expect this to happen. Most people were thinking, I don't know, maybe the Lakers or the Clippers. We heard whispers from the Celtics and Philadelphia 76ers, just to be another to name at the moment. And I've never heard anything about the Raptors. According to reports, Raptors have been close for days on this deal, which almost fell apart 7 times, according to reports. We did know that the San Antonio Spurs were asking a pretty steep price for their all-star Kawhi Leonard. And he was seen to be attached to Patty Mills for a number of trades. In this trade, he's attached to Danny Green, another one of Greg Popovich's, you know, favorite players, I would like to say. They had their up-and-down battles, but it seems that they had no problem shipping him out as well to pull in DeMar DeRozan and Poeltlik. And I must say, I was shocked, just like most of the sports world. I want to play a little music here. Sorry, this is all I have. Bodak Yellow. It was either that or California Love. You guys are going to have to get on Devontae about the music selection if you don't like it later on today at 7:30 to about 8:30, maybe 9 o'clock. Take your shot. Yep, I did it, Devontae. I'm expecting a caller here. My good buddy Aaron Stevens, a lot of you guys may have known from my late night show, well, not late night show, but the Thursday show at the regular time when I used to do it by myself. He would fill in for Devontae, another great basketball mind. Joining us, I believe this is him. Hello, how are you doing?
Good afternoon, Double T. It's been a while.
Oh, man, yes, it has.
Yeah.
What do you have for us today? What question do you have for us today, man?
Well, reserving the Home Run Derby. Do you think that Harper, there's rumors where Harper said that he cheated in the Home Run Derby contest since his father was throwing the balls? Do you look at that cheating? Is that really going against the rules? Or is this just a bunch of hoopla that's really unnecessary controversy?
Coming from my end, I believe it's a bunch of hoopla. You know, I would really have to, you know, sit down and analyze it and, you know, look at it. But it may come out as cheating to others. I mean, how do you feel about the situation?
Well, I wouldn't consider it cheating. I mean, you know, since when is it wrong to help out your son? I mean, okay, I did see that the balls were going a little bit too fast. But I don't think they would have any indication, you know. Because when I did see it, you know, he was down, 20 to 4. Like, okay, how is he going to come back with this? He's got to hit a home run like every 10 seconds in this. I don't see how it's possible, but he managed to do it. But I don't think, you know, he had a little bit of help. I don't think there's any outside help that was there.
It's
and I don't think Major League Baseball was able to prove it.
It's kind of hard to see where the outside help comes in, but it's something I'll definitely look into and have a better answer for. But I don't.
Yeah.
I a bunch of hoopla, you know what I'm saying? Can't let them guys.
Yeah, I'm going to use that question on my show on Saturday night. So, you know, but I wanted to get your opinion, too, just in case, you know, I don't hear from you.
Hey, I'll definitely try to get back with you, man. Appreciate the call.
Yeah. All right.
Hello, my man. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, everybody. Here's Aaron Stevens. the man I was just talking about. Just received a call about the Home Run Derby, actually, which is actually pretty interesting. I didn't get a chance to, you know, partake in it, but I'm definitely going to take a look into it now. Yep, you hear it right. That's Bodak Yellow in the background. Got a problem with the music. You talk to Devontae at 7:30. But anywho, I'm just now getting started, Aaron. Of course, you've heard about Kawhi Leonard to the Toronto Raptors. Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green for DeMar DeRozan, Joe Polik, and a first-round protected pick. How do you feel before I hop into this situation?
You know, see, I wish you would have had this assessment right when it happened, but after a couple of hours, you know, letting it digest, I think it'll work out for everybody. Standpoint, again, we can only speculate. I feel like Toronto wanted to get some under those contracts of Lowry and DeRozan, and they got out of, under one of them. So, that, you know, that's a good thing. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you fine. Go ahead.
Oh,
I'm just
bad,
waiting.
My bad. Yeah. The Spurs, they got rid of a, you know, just one of the players, and they got a superstar in return. And now the rumors of, you know, Kawhi wanting to sit out. Everybody's saying the Raptors made a bad deal, but after I thought about it, they really didn't. They got rid of a contract that they wanted to get from in front of, and they might be able to trade Kawhi on September 18th when, you know, when it's eligible to trade him for some more pieces. Shoot, he might end up in L.A. That's my take on it. I think it's good for both franchises. I feel bad for DeRozan because, again, everything go back to KD and justifying him going to where he went. And it's really not about that. I know – you know, there's no loyalty in the NBA business, but I feel bad for DeRozan. He gave his heart to that city, to that country. He could have went home to L.A. when the contract was up, and he didn't. He resigned there. He wasn't like T-Mac. He wasn't like Vince Carter, none of those guys. He stayed out and stayed loyal to that organization, and they stabbed him in the back. And according to his people, that he talked to them in the summertime, and they told him he wasn't going to be traded. So, besides that, the deal looks fine to me. I'm ready to see how it's going to play out all the way.
All right. Now, you guys, I'm going to reread this. Then I'm going to give my take on what you just said. The Raptors have been close for days now on this deal, which almost fell apart 7 times, according to reports. Of course, because of the high asking price that the Spurs were asking for their all-star Kawhi Leonard. With that being said, I didn't even know the Raptors were in contention to land Kawhi Leonard until last night, just like everybody else. Like I said, you heard whispers and rumors from the Celtics and Philly over in the East. Everybody knew he wanted to go to the Lakers, who have been in back-and-forth situations about acquiring Kawhi Leonard, and maybe the Clippers, since a lot of rumors popped out that Kawhi Leonard did not want to play alongside LeBron James, that he didn't want to play second fiddle. He wanted to be the face of a franchise, so Clippers made more sense. I guess a couple of other teams did call and was interested in Kawhi Leonard. Don't know all those teams at the moment. I could pull it up in a minute for you guys. But here's my take on the whole Kawhi Leonard, DeMar DeRozan trade. I think, like you said, from a business standpoint, it works out for everybody, even the Toronto Raptors. You may say, why do you think that? For the simple fact that, yes, it may only be a one-year rental for Kawhi Leonard. But as to what Aaron just said, they were trying to get rid of some of those big, toxic contracts, and they felt like Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan were at the top of the chopping block. They've already fired their head coach, who's gave you wonderful seasons, and even was head coach of the year last season. On top of that, they did talk to DeMar DeRozan last week in Vegas at a summer league game and told him not to believe the rumors, that he was untouchable, that he wouldn't be traded. Next week or a couple of days later, you hear his name in rumors. He's pissed. He does what anybody else or any other celebrity or superstar would do. He uses his outlet on social media to reach out and let people know that he's hurt and that he wanted to be here. He didn't want to be traded. He's pissed off. Kawhi Leonard is pissed off because, of course, this is not his preferred destination. He wants to be in L.A. They sent him to a whole different country. It's kind of funny, yeah, but at the same time sad. But with that being said, he uses his outlet to let the world know that he's pissed. And I quote, "Be told one thing and outcome another. Can't trust them. Ain't no loyalty in this game. Sell you out quick for a little bit of nothing. Soon you'll understand. Do not disturb." Later on, snake emoji was posted. Of course, different players and fans gave their perspectives, and I'll get into that in just a moment. But back to what I was thing. They'd want to get out of those toxic contracts. They have already traded their coach. They've made drastic changes, even though all that Dwayne Casey has done, he could not get over LeBron James in the East. What makes you think that they wouldn't do that? What makes you think that they wouldn't trade you? I think when they said nobody on their roster was untouchable or they were going to do a mass, you know, cleaning, you had to think Laurie or DeRozan was going to, one of those guys were going to get moved. And I don't know what the Spurs were asking for at first and what brought them to this decision, but these guys got a deal done. But you had to know something was coming. They want to get what do most teams want to do? They want to compete for championships, and sometimes that calls for a mass rebuild or to tank, as we say today. With that being said, they got rid of one of their bad contracts, and even if Kawhi Leonard does leave, you still have a good number of players developed. You still have Kyle Lowry, maybe Serge Ibaka, and you can begin the rebuild, make trades. Like you said, they could be eligible to trade Kawhi Leonard halfway through the season at the trade deadline or let him walk at the end of the year. Who knows what could happen? At the end of the day, they made the move that they wanted to make, and they're going in the direction that they want to go. With that being said, I think DeMar DeRozan will be okay. Him and Joe Pollock will be okay with the San Antonio Spurs. I think the Spurs are ultimately happy. I think the Raptors are ultimately happy. And you have to remember, at the end of the day, it's a business. That's what they keep saying. You heard that for Isaiah Thomas. You heard that for so many others. And it's ridiculous at the end of the day. DeMar DeRozan did give his heart and soul, much like how IT did for Celtics. But DeMar DeRozan took it a step further. Like you said, when his contract played out, he did not go home to L.A. You know what I'm saying? He gave him everything that he had. And we do have a caller I'm about to get to. I just wanted to finish this statement. Most players are disturbed and shook by it. They're saying that he deserves a statue and much more. But I'm going to take this caller right now and see what he has to say. Hello, welcome to Sportsline Live. Are you there?
Yeah, Esau Marlowe here.
How you doing? What's your name and where you from?
Esau Marlowe from East Side of Detroit.
Oh, what's up, my man? What question you got for me and Aaron today?
What do the Spurs expect from this trade? Like, they could end up with nothing after a couple of years because DeRozan is not going to stay. And what is Toronto expecting to get from off this when Kawhi leave also?
I'm going to go first, then I'm going to let Aaron go next. I think the Spurs might have what it takes to try and keep DeMar DeRozan. If anything, he has shown that he's loyal to his team and the game. With that being said, who knows? As far as the Toronto Raptors, I feel like they get a one-year rental. General Manager Jiri is pretty convinced that he maybe can do the same thing that the Oklahoma City Thunder did with Paul George and convince him to resign. I don't know, maybe with a little help from the sixth guy, Drake, who knows. I don't see that happening. But with that being said, even if he does walk or they decide to trade him, you know, late in the deadline next year, who knows? I know they're going to take another step in the direction to rebuild the team that they want to build. And I think that's what ultimately angers DeMar DeRozan. I mean, now that LeBron James has moved out west, a lot of people like to say the East is a toss-up between maybe the Boston Celtics and the Philadelphia 76ers. Of course, you have others that can challenge, like the Bucks, the Wizards, you know.
Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit, you could throw that team in their hometown. What's up? And a lot of people were looking at the Raptors. They couldn't get over the hump. They still have one of the best teams in the East, even though they have a new coach. I think he knew this was their best chance to try and shine and, you know, take the East, even though they were going to have to get through the Washington Wizards, the Boston Celtics, the Milwaukee Bucks, et cetera. This is where he wanted to be, and he's pissed off. He never thought at the end of the day so much that he gave the organization that he would be traded. And in prime position, now you really don't have an excuse, you know what I'm saying? Just like Kawhi Leonard, now that you're with the Toronto Raptors, rumors about sitting out are done. You have to pass your physical. If you're healthy to go, you can set out a whole year already. If you're healthy to go and you're ready to go, they expect you to go, not to half-ass compete. So with that being said, it only hurts you, your credibility, and your future for getting future contracts if you come over here, you half-ass play, or you say you're still not good to go. It's really no excuses for him. But as far as the Raptors going, they get a one-year rental. If they convince them to stay, great. If not, they begin their rebuild. They still have Kyle Lowry and Serge Ibaka, which isn't much. They'll struggle to get a high seed in the East. But I think the Spurs come out on top in this deal with a better chance of re-signing DeMar DeRozan after a couple years than the Toronto Raptors did. The only thing going for the Toronto Raptors is that they have the future. They have the developed players, the youth, and a couple of savvy veterans that, you know, are already there. I think their chemistry may take a hit, a little bit of a hit, but what chemistry doesn't when they add new players to the mix, especially a star like Kawhi Leonard, that they are going to have to either build around or give it their all this season after he leaves. Aaron, what you got?
I think DeRozan is going to stay there for a while. He just signed a new contract, so he can't leave, you know, probably for another 3 years. You know, Pop going to develop him. He's going to be way smarter, way more efficient, way more disciplined. Everybody forgets about LaMarcus Aldridge. He still got a little bit of run in him. You know, DeJounte, with DeJounte Murray, he's still going to ball. Still got Ginobili out there doing his thing. And who knows, somebody might sign there. You never know about what's going to happen with the Spurs. They almost made the way they made the playoffs last year without Kawhi. Kawhi only played 9 games. So the Spurs, I think they make out with a good DeRozan. He's going to be, you know, it's going to be hard to keep him loyal now because look what he did for the Raptors. So that's the only thing. If somebody come calling for him to team up when his contract's up, he might do it. But other than that, I think the Spurs and DeRozan made out good. With the Raptors, again, they just wanted to get rid of one of those contracts. They accomplished that. That's goal number one. I agree with Troy, but I'll take it a step further. I think they got to October to convince Kawhi to stay. If he doesn't, I think they're going to move him. I don't see them. Because now they're saying he might the whole season. I don't think they're going to deal with that. I think he's going to get moved if he doesn't want to play for them.
One of the L.A. teams could get him for peanuts. Who knows? But with that being
said, that might happen.
What do you think?
Me?
No, I'm talking to Eastside. He said, what do we expect from the Spurs and the Raptors? What do you expect? Who you think came out better? Hello?
Peace.
I think he's gone.
All right.
yeah, that's crazy. But with that being said, I think we hopped over that hurdle. Looking at the Raptors roster, before I get into the fan reactions, I've just got a notification that Raptor fans are fed up with the organization. I'll get into that a bit later. But looking at the team on paper, it really isn't that bad. Still have OG Anunoby, Lorenzo Brown, Danny Green, Serge Ibaka, Kawhi Leonard, Kyle Lowry, CJ Miles, Miller, Lucas Nogueira, Norman Powell, Richardson, Siakam, Jonas Valanciunas, Fred VanVleet, and Darrell Wright. Not a bad team. How the chemistry works out, I think everybody's going to be fine except for Kawhi Leonard, who's going to be getting worked into this rotation and chemistry. Of course, he's a starter. But with that being said, it doesn't look bad on paper. This is a team that still could get a top 3 seed, top 5 seed in the Eastern Conference. I'm expecting Kawhi Leonard to be healthy, no excuses, like I said earlier. With that being said, like you said, I guess mid-October you could find out if he's going to stay or re-sign. And like you said, he could very well get dealt during the trade deadline or way before the contract is even up. And that's going to be pretty weird seeing an all-star or player of his level getting traded in the offseason and then in the regular season, you know, before playoffs to a new team. And I think that will most likely be the Clippers if they do decide to dabble and see what they can get for dangling him out there. It most likely will be the Clippers before it's the Lakers for the simple fact I don't think the Lakers want to give up any of their young talent. We've heard them fall out before with the Lakers about different trade scenarios, and that just didn't work out. So I don't think the Raptors will be able to pillage any of the youth from over there as well. With that being said, I believe this is G calling you right now. Are you with us?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up? Are you with us? Kind of went dark for us.
Yeah, I got disconnected. I got another question for y'all.
What might that be, my man?
Is Danny Ainge to be trusted? Because if Kyrie want to go to New York, but that's not for certain, who's to say he won't do anything sneaky or underhanded to get Kyrie out of there, even though Kyrie thinking about going to the Knicks. That's a player decision if he's a free agent. But just throw him away. Throw him to the Wolves like he did Isaiah Thomas. Isaiah Thomas is not missing out on that ring strut.
And still the Spurs still. He had a chance to trade Kawhi. I believe they wanted Kyrie Irving and maybe Jason Tatum in a draft pick. You know, Tatum is untouchable, so maybe they went to Jaylen Brown. And he had a chance to trade away Kyrie Irving with one of his young players for Kawhi Leonard and maybe Patty Mills, I'm not sure. I believe they wanted LaMarcus Aldridge as well. Spurs wasn't going to bite on it unless he got Tatum or Brown. And that kind of fell apart. With that being said, I think if he wanted to trade Kyrie or move him, he could have done it already. He didn't. I think even though he knows it's a high possibility, starting out with reports that the Celtics organization does not think Kyrie will resign with them. His urge to play for his hometown, the New York Knicks, one of the teams that he suggested to the Cavaliers before he was dealt to Boston, is highly on his mind. And, I mean, he could go over there, help the franchise rebuild. They have Kristaps Porzingis, Mike Knox, Tim Hardaway Jr., a couple other notable players, and they're trying to get back on the rise. Getting a player like Kyrie Irving would help. But at the end of the day, who knows?
But who would have thought Boston would have made a run like this and Kyrie wouldn't have – that's not a part of it. So
that's
the Knicks
think Kyrie might actually be staying with the Celtics. I mean, I have him either staying with the Celtics or moving on to the New York Knicks. He might be able to team up with Jimmy Butler on either of the teams. More likely to team up with him in New York than Boston, seeing as how they're about to offer Marcus Smart a new deal. You still have Jaylen Brown and so many other young players in this rotation. The Celtics are pretty much set. Especially with Gordon Hayward coming back healthy. So I don't know if Kyrie Irving is just going to up and leave that because he wants to play for his hometown or he's going to tough it out and stay and maybe leave when, you know, the ship is going down. But I don't see that ship going down for some time now. But if Danny Ainge wanted to, I think he would have already unloaded Kyrie, the one-year rental, on somebody else already. He had a chance to get an all-star in return and did not. So I'm going to have to say I don't know. What do you think, Aaron?
I think it remains to be seen. Never, I don't trust Kyrie ever again in my life. Who knows what his camp and his father have, cooking in their camp. Look, my thing with the Kawhi thing is, it's the same situation as Kyrie. He wasn't going to resign with Boston, so why trade for another guy that's going to leave you very good for nothing? So that's that there. Kyrie. What if another injury happens? Yeah, if you're Danny Ainge, what do you do then?
I'm talking about
Danny Ainge.
Like, the 1 year rental for both teams, both would lose franchise players, cornerstones, and stars. It would be for nothing, which is why they both tried to tag on extra, either youth or experience in the deal. With that being said, what if another injury happens to Kyrie Irving? He's had so many injuries coming out of college from Duke. The same with Kawhi Leonard. The whole falling out with Kawhi Leonard, and you may not respect them or you may not trust either of these players again, but I'm going to set the record straight. The whole thing with Kawhi Leonard is similar yet different from Kyrie Irving. For the simple fact, Kawhi Leonard got injured. He got hurt and only played 9 games this year. And I'm going to say this, and I really don't care about anybody else's opinion because I've heard it all right now. This is my opinion. You can agree or you can disagree with it. But Kawhi Leonard got injured, a thigh injury, could be, you know, pretty serious, easily re-aggravated playing this sport or any sport at the moment. But he played 9 games. He put up the numbers he did. He's a 2-time Defensive Player of the Year, NBA champion finalist. We know his record, his resume. He decided to sit out. Spurs doctors said that he was clear to go, that even though hurt or maybe at 85, 90, 50, 75%, he could still play with the injury, which most players do. They tough it out, they grind it out, they play with it, even with the risk of re-injuring or making it 10 times worse than it already was. With that being said, you had veteran players, Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, maybe Greg Popovich, don't quote me on that, saying that he was milking the injury, that he could play, that he can do this, and nobody knows your body more than you do. You got a second opinion from his doctor. Spurs said he's good enough to play. His doctors recommended that he sit out and heal up completely because they didn't want to see him re-injure, re-aggravated or re-injure himself, making it completely worse. These two did not see eye to eye. Veterans are supposed to instill that in their youth. They believe if they're good enough to play, they should be playing. They should, if you can travel with the team, you can play. You have videos of Kawhi Leonard struggling to get up and down airplanes, et cetera. No, I'm not making excuses. I am just stating facts. You know your body better than anybody. If you're good to go. Aaron, point taken. You know I pulled a lower muscle in my back. I'm not getting paid millions of dollars. I still got to go to work and make a living. But I came out anyway because I wanted to. I took that risk. That is a risk most players will take. It's not the risk that all of them take. And Kawhi Leonard did not take that risk. With that being said, he felt betrayed by his teammates that they did not have his back. Medical staff and organization did petty things to irritate him. And they lost his trust. He was ready to move on. With that being said, all types of reports started to come out. Kawhi Leonard plans to sit out next season. Kawhi Leonard is unhappy with the organization. Kawhi Leonard said this. Kawhi Leonard said that. He gets his Zoo membership taken away from San Antonio Spurs for requesting a trade. Blah, 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 blah. And it's easy to do for the simple fact of what reason. Kawhi Leonard doesn't talk. Even in situations, he doesn't talk much. Even in situations where he should stand up, set the record straight or clear. He continues to remain silent because that is his character and that is him. I don't shun him for it. I don't say I don't like him. I don't trust him. I still think he's a top five player in the league. I love his game. Blase Ski. I think he's leaving the organization, a championship organization, a good organization, for a reason that could easily have been repaired. You're playing for Greg Popovich. You play for the San Antonio Spurs, who have a good core around you, maybe needing only one or maybe two pieces, even though they let Kyle Anderson go to the Grizzlies. That's a fart. That was a bad mistake on my part. But at the end of the day, I think that this could have been fixed. But the fact that he wants to leave to either play for his hometown or for any other organization that is not the Spurs, even though he was pissed to go to Toronto, is his decision. So saying that you don't trust this guy or you feel this way, you feel that way, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. Those are just the facts. If it didn't come from the horse's mouth, how in the hell can you sit up here and say, oh, he's wrong for doing that, or I don't like him for doing that? And other people have opinions. Other people are mad. They have their right to be mad. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to take it as far as to say I don't trust them, I don't like them. Going to the Kyrie Irving situation. At the end of the day, Kyrie Irving got the most shot attempts. He was fed by LeBron. But at the end of the day, I don't think he wanted that kind of attention on him. If the Cavaliers lose or LeBron James lose, oh, he doesn't have the help. He doesn't have the teammates. If they win, you're supposed to. It's great. We love the highlight plays, the tweets, the handshakes, the conferences, blase ski. Maybe Kyrie Irving didn't want that type of pressure on him. Kyrie Irving wants to be his own man, build his own mantra. He wants to have that same respect LeBron James has of a team. He wants to run the team, this, that, and the third. We know he's injury-riddled, yet we know he has the best handles in the league. We know that he has his egos and his own theories, but at the same time, he's a good player when 100% healthy, and he hasn't been those past 3 years, including this year or last year with the Boston Celtics. The knee injury, the shoulder, the nose. He's had injury from head to toe, yet he's still playing at a high level. And if he wants to stay with the Boston Celtics, what I think is the right move, then he should. If he wants to go home and play with New York, guess what? It's a business. One man once said, when you give your heart and soul to a city, you re-sign, you stay, you do what you need to do, you get the stats, you become an all-star, you put your city on a map, you do everything that you need to do, and they trade you. It's a business then. But when you decide to play your contract out and take your talents elsewhere, now you're an enemy. Now you're turning your back on the organization. All this stuff contradicts each other.
Facts.
Hey,
one time
before you
finish.
Damn it. Nah, I'm gonna be done. You damn do or you damn if you not. End of the day, I'm not about to sit up here and say I don't trust you because you did this, that, and the third without looking at the reason behind it, because it's always two sides to a story. Go ahead.
They not playing their contracts out, though. That's the point.
So if I request for a trade, that's wrong? To seek out my happiness and do what I want to do, that's wrong? Tough it out and finish here. Okay, then. So why is everybody so mad with it?
Because who said, not Kyrie, but like the thing with Kyrie, like you said, my point is, he's on it. We don't know if Kyrie really said that to the Cavs about sitting out or getting surgery.
At the end of the day, it's all wrong. You know why I can say that now? For the simple fact everybody else already believes it, whether he said it or not. Oh, he said this on First Take, or look at how he's acting. He didn't want to be
talking about me personally.
You already believed it. I can say that about you, too.
No, I don't.
You don't trust him, and you don't know the whole story. None of us do. We probably never will. At the end of the day.
That's what I'm saying. How can
what
I
do you mean,
like
how
that
can
home?
I say that that's true as coming from the horse's mouth? I don't believe it unless it comes from the horse's mouth. You can't tell me. You
that's
know, me and
opinion.
You will fight anybody any given day on a LeBron James topic. If I didn't hear it from the horse's mouth or I see all these reports, it don't mean anything to me. But yet everybody is already fed in and believed to what these players are saying, what the reporters are saying that the players are saying, like they text them, talk to them on a daily schedule. It's all clickbait. They want you to read their articles. They need to make money too. So at the end of the day, if I can say, oh, Kawhi Leonard said he's going to sit out the season with the Raptors since he got traded there, am I going to believe that? No, because at the end of the day, he doesn't have any more excuses whether you want to be there or not. You're still going to be an all-star. You're still expected to lead this team to the playoffs, or they're going to trade you. Now that hurts your credibility and your future contracts with other teams, even if the Lakers still do want you. That's just like Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson hasn't signed his extension. Am I going to listen to rumors about Klay Thompson leaving, even though all evidence is pointing to that? Because Draymond Green wants to get paid. Stephen Curry's making 45 a year. You don't know what Durant's going to do. Boogie might re-sign if he's healthy to continue to win championships, or he might leave. Am I going to listen to the rumors that Klay Thompson is going to be a Laker next year? I don't know that. That would be great. But am I going to listen to it? No, because it didn't come from the horse's mouth. So now I'm not going to say, oh, I don't trust Klay Thompson, or I don't respect what he did, this, that, and the third. I'm going to look at the facts, and I'm going to wait.
You're right.
To
You're
see
right.
What happens.
All right, let's move past speculation. I got one question for y'all, and I'm done with the Kawhi and Kyrie situation. If November 1st comes and Toronto Raptors' first game, whoever is against, and he's not playing, and the reason he's not playing because he's forcing himself to sit out, regardless of consequences, regardless if he's going to get suspended or any of that stuff, and he's not playing because he doesn't want to be there. How are y'all going to feel and react to that?
At the end of the day, Aaron, you have to sit and wait. And what did I say? He has no excuses. So if he does that, then everything that the reporter said, you can believe was true because he's showing you. Point blank, period.
How y'all going to feel?
He set out a whole year, and he has no excuses. If he sits out because he doesn't want to be there, then he's showing you his character, his hand, and who he is and what he's about. If he's sitting out for the same injury, and we physically see, don't know, but physically see that he's able to play at a high level or he's under-competing, then guess what? His hand is shown. What do you want me to say? What do you want me to say after that? He speaks, he answers the question for you.
I agree with that, but all right, I want
to
say
he
was shooting himself in the foot. That's his. He'll get the underpaid contract. He'll get a $2 million, $4 million, $5 million, a $10 million for 1 year. And he's going for a bigger contract. So if you want to choose to sit out a whole another year, that's less money he's going to make.
A lot of people still are understanding this. Most of the time you play in the NBA, it is about the money. Most have already made the most money that they want to, so now it's about their happiness. Kawhi Leonard was set to make a Supermax with the Spurs, $219 million. Now that he got traded, the most he can make on the Supermax, which he's still eligible for, is about $180 to $190. If he signs with another team in free agency, that drops between $140 and $180. At the end of the day, if he wanted the money, he could have stayed with the Spurs and toughed it out. Now he wants to be happy. Getting traded to the Raptors is not what he wants. So, yes, I think he's walking, or the Raptors are trading him at the trade deadline, and I'm not worried about it. I don't think he's going to sit out next season. I don't think he would have sat out with the Spurs if he did. Because if his love for the game is higher than his ego, or he can come to terms with that, maybe that get works out and he re-signs with the Spurs. Or he plays with the Spurs, he give it all he got, and he still leaves. End of the day, you don't know. You have to wait and see just like everybody else. I can listen to the rumors. I'm going to continue to read the reports, but I don't have to believe them. That's all I'm saying. Period. At the end of the day, if he sits out or he's injured, he takes a suspension. He showed his hand. And now whatever team wants him, who wants to trade for him, whatever team he goes to in free agency or tries to talk to, will have that in the back of their mind. Even though they're getting a great player, they know what type of person he is and what he's willing to do to get what he wants. So what more is there to say about that? back to DeMar DeRozan. From his standpoint, just like Isaiah Thomas, I felt like he was snake. But you're going to tell me that it's just a business. Even the fans, I have player reactions right here. Damian Lillard, shaking my head, cold game. Donovan Mitchell, shook. Let's continue. Paul George, shaking my head. DeMar DeRozan himself, can't trust him. Ain't no loyalty in the game, sell you out for a little or nothing. And just to reiterate, a little or nothing is Kawhi Leonard going there for 1 year and leaving. Lou Will, no, they ain't snake my mans like that. I'm hurt, bro. I'm hurt. My dog gave the city, the organization, his heart and soul. He was loyal to the soil and got stabbed in the back. Damari Carroll, no matter what, when I think of Toronto Raptors basketball, I think of DeMar DeRozan. He deserves a statue. DeMar DeRozan vowed his loyalty very public and personal ways to Toronto and got traded. No more vitro when a player opts to sign elsewhere as a free agent. It's vice versa. Two-way street. Terrence Ross, dear fans of Toronto, it's time you guys build a statue for DeMar DeRozan. Regardless of what happens, he deserves it. Enes Kanter, mad respect for DeMar DeRozan, a classy player who has given his heart to a franchise, one of the most loyal players I know, giving you away for nothing. Jose Calderon, it's going to be hard, weird checking the Raptors without DeMar DeRozan. He's going to be missed. Good luck in your new challenge. You will be even better, amigo. Kenny Anderson, listen, man, if they tell you you're not getting traded, you're probably going to get traded in the next 48 hours. Very true. And two anonymous players, teams tell you you're a part of the long-term future, but then they will trade you or decide not to resign you, and if you get hurt, you're useless to them. But if a player makes a business decision and walks, they're the enemy. Probably shade from Isaiah Thomas with a bit of Brian mixed into that. I don't know. But look at this situation. We talked injured and walking away. Look what Isaiah Thomas did for the Celtics. DeMar DeRozan did for the Raptors. And they're traded away because of their contracts. They didn't want to pay Isaiah Thomas on the Celtics end. And the Raptors were trying to get rid of a toxic contract. Look what the Clippers did to Blake. They said he was going to be a Clipper for life, gave him $175 million, then he shipped here to Detroit, and they took our draft pick. So are we really going to trust GMs, or are you just going to tell me it's a business and we're going to continue to bash players like Kawhi Leonard and Kyrie Irving?
I'm going to bash them because they bashing Bron. Fuck that. You in my language.
Bron been bashed since the day he stepped on the court when he so-called self-proclaimed himself as king,
I'm
even though
my
the
personal
did it.
True.
Hey, look, like you said, we can sit up here and debate against anybody about LeBron. We'll probably go on the streets and fight because of that series. But at the end of the day, the media did that to LeBron, and the sports world, fans, media, all alike, just hang him out to dry every time. So, but, oh, you're a bandwagoner. No, I'm a LeBron fan. Whether he's playing for the Cavs, the Heat, the Cavs again, or the Lakers, I'm a LeBron fan at the end of the day. And I'm always going to have his back for that. Just like I did with Allen Iverson. I'm always going to have Allen Iverson back. I'm always going to have Steve Nash back. I'm always going to have Reggie Bixman back, my favorite. I'm always going to have my favorite players back.
Reggie Bush?
Said Reggie Bush, but never mind.
Oh, okay. Reggie Bush, if that's how you feel, that's how you feel. I don't have Reggie Bush back, but hey, I like the guy. I support him.
Sean Kemp. I always got Sean Kemp back.
Okay. I understand that as well. But with that getting said,
I got a question for y'all. Hey, G, okay. I got a question for y'all real quick. I don't know if y'all seen it, but it's a rumor going around that they're thinking about trading Carmelo for Dennis Schroeder, and then Atlanta would do the buyout.
Well, the
talking about Russ being switched to shooting guard,
a suitable trade partner for Carmelo at this moment. And with that being said, it would have to be
Melo is going out like
or
Iverson.
They could buy him out.
He's going out like Allen Iverson.
No. My question is, listen. My question is, how would y'all feel about Russ wishing to shoot? I'm asking G was about to go on the deep end about Melo and Iverson. I'm trying to let him know that Melo's still going to end up in Houston. It's just Atlanta's going to do the buyout. I'm asking y'all, how do y'all feel about Russ sliding to the shooting guard position if Schroeder ends up in OKC?
I won't know until it happens. I don't like that pairing at all, to be truthfully honest with
Wish
you,
of the year?
Oklahoma City should just get a buyout and stop trying to, you know, get trade value out of Carmelo Anthony, who had no success at the stretch four in New York or in Oklahoma. Now people are seeing Melo as a has-been, even when he just needs to go back to the four position and torture people in the post again, work his way from the inside to the out. With that being said, whether this trade rumor is true, for Melo to get traded for Schroeder, how do I feel about it? Russell Westbrook gets it how he gets it. He can play the shooting guard position. He can play the point guard position. Hell, he'll play small forward if you wanted him to, if that's what got the job done. I don't like the pairing personally, but if it happens, it happens. With Atlanta getting the buyout and him still ending up in Houston or Miami or with the Lakers, wherever the hell he wants to go, wherever he decides to sign that's best for him, then so be it. But with that being said, until I see it, that's how I feel. I don't like the pairing of Schroeder and Westbrook. Could be great, especially with Paul George over there re-signed, Steven Adams. They have a nice team that should be top three, top five in the West this year, in contention for the playoffs, not getting knocked out by the Jazz in the first round, even though they're a good team. Who knows?
That's
at the end of the day,
Jerry
could
good.
Be great for the league. Ask Jerry. Jerry like every team in the NBA. Boom. With that
I'm
being said, callers who are listening into the show, if you have anything to say about Kawhi Leonard and DeMar DeRozan
Jeremy
trade, if you have anything to say about Summer League, U.S. minicamp, or any of the discussions we have had about injured players, businesses, possible trade rumors, please call in at 949-270-5945. I have Aaron with me. I have G with me. We here. Go ahead, G, or Aaron, which one of y'all is about to talk?
Oh, I was saying, I can't ask Jerry anything. He likes coleslaw, so anybody that likes coleslaw can eat it a meal by itself.
Person in the world that loves coleslaw? I mean, I don't like coleslaw, to be perfectly precise. I hate it. But, hey, you can't trust Jerry because he eats coleslaw. There it is. Jerry, you're
no,
out of trouble.
Jerry can order nothing but coleslaw and eat it as if it's a three-course meal. People like that, leave where they come from.
Without you.
I think Highland Park. I think he comes from Highland Park. I don't know where he comes from, but I don't trust him.
I'll give you a shout out for
so,
that.
So, how do y'all think the U.S. team is going to pan out? Because do you really think, like, we know Barry said LeBron not. They say Kawhi thinking about going to the minicamp. I don't think Steph's going to go. I don't think KD is going to go.
This
y'all
is the next topic, LeBron James out and Kawhi Leonard in for U.S. minicamp. I don't know how many players are going to decide to change their mind at the last minute or even compete, but a lot of players said if Greg Popovich is not coaching this team for 2020 or whenever the next U.S. camp is, then I don't think a lot of players are going to go. With that being said, even if Steph, Brian, Kawhi Leonard do not compete for the USA and a couple others, the NBA is still packed full of great stars and leaders,
right.
And I think the USA team would be fine. Mini camp.
I want to see some competition.
Non-stop basketball,
injuries
to pop up. You never know what could happen. Some players may back out, but at the end of the day, the NBA will be just fine. They're chock full of stars that have no problem going over there and doing whatever it takes to bring home the gold.
They're going to get Garth and Austin Rivers, turn it to point, and USA is going to get a bear.
I'm cutting you off right now. I think the NBA would be fine. That was one of the subjects. I do really want to get to the next subject. I really need to get your guys' opinions on this. But first, I'm sending a congratulations shout-out to the Portland Trailblazers for winning the Summer League Championship. I definitely thought the Lakers were going to go back-to-back. Shouts out to KJ McDaniels and Josh Hart. Hart, MVP of this year's Summer League. KJ McDaniels, MVP of the Summer League Championship. Shouts out to those guys. I hope this game carries over into the regular season to help both of your prospective teams out, especially you, Josh Hart. LeBron James need all the help he can get. But to my next subject, I need your opinion, guys, right now. What team can dethrone the Golden State Warriors in this year's season? From East or West, give me both teams. One team, you can give me up to three teams out of the East you think can do it and three teams out of the West. Go.
Boston. Philly.
Boston from the East. Philly from the East. One more. Just throw out another one, even if you don't even believe it. Say Detroit if you want to, or the Wizards.
Utah.
Okay, that's one from the West, two in the East.
Denver.
These are only three. Denver, okay. I like Denver, a nice young upcoming team, especially when Michael Porter Jr. is completely healthy.
Mm-hmm. That's it for right now. I can't think of nothing right now.
So when you think of one more for each conference, East and West, and you come out with Aaron, what three teams in the East or West do you think have a chance to be thrown in Golden State this year?
As is, I say absolutely none, but I'm going to be a good sport, and I'm going to give you two from each conference. I'm saying L.A., and I mean, I'm saying Lakers and Rockets, and in the East, I'm going to say Boston and, Boston and I can't even think of a second one of these.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just saying. I'm sorry, I just said homegrown, like who can like grow within a team, like how Golden State came up their own on Big Four, organically.
Period. Like, what teams do you think can dethrone Golden State? Like, from just give me two out of each conference, and then I'll give mine.
LA Rockets.
Okay. LA and Rockets in the West. What about the East?
Boston.
Boston, that's it. No Philly.
That's how I was feeling, too. I just threw Philly. All right,
so
it,
I'm feeling the same way both of y'all are feeling. Well, Aaron is feeling. I don't think no team at this point can dethrone Golden State. I think the Rockets had one of the best chances ever last year that they felt short due to the injury of CP3. I think LeBron James has his fourth ring if it's the Rockets and not the Warriors, but that's just my biased opinion. With that being said, I'm going to go with zero. I see a lot of teams on the uprise. You know what I'm saying? Young, drafting well, signing the right free agents, some teams making trades, landing big trades, maybe scapegoating the other team. But at the end of the day right now, I don't see anybody dethroning Golden State for the next, I don't know, maybe this year, next year, for the next 2 years, depending on what player ends up where in free agency with them adding DeMarcus Cousins. Already adding Kevin Durant, two players that they obviously did not need with a 73-9 season. But hey, NBA let it happen. They recruited. Boom. Now you have a juggernaut over there in Golden State. With that being said, Klay Thompson is a free agent next year along with DeMarcus Cousins. Kevin Durant is there for two more years. Draymond obviously wants to get paid. They've already let go of some of their key, you know, bench players like JaVale McGee. David West is probably not going to be there much longer. Who knows how long Sean Livingston and Iguodala has, but they have great youth on their team like Patrick McCall, the Kevin Looney's, the Cooks, Blase Ski. With that being said, I do see a lot of teams on the uprise, though. As G mentioned, the Denver Nuggets signing IT to a one-year deal, still waiting on Michael Porter Jr. to get healthy. They did unload Kenneth Faried, still have Joker. They unloaded Chandler. You still have Will Barton, Jamal Murray, Gary Harris, young team on the rise. Jazz, I'm liking what they're really doing. The L.A. Lakers, if they could get a Kawhi Leonard or a Klay Thompson or a DeMarcus Cousins next year, I think they'll put them in prime position. Rockets getting Melo obviously gives them another fighting chance if that team can stay healthy. Really need to re-sign Clint Capella because if they let him go to L.A., then the Lakers could be doing a lot more this year than we expected. Even though Bron is very patient, he knows he has a young team. He didn't need another star to re-sign there. And he's going to show everybody what he can do in the West so we can put that baby to rest and that LeBron James wouldn't survive in the West. Out East, Milwaukee Bucks are on the rise, even though they gave Jabari Parker to the Bulls, which I was not a fan of, but I'm happy for the young Bull going home. Cavaliers, I think, a playoff team. They could make some moves, even though they lost Jeff Green, LeBron James, and maybe Rodney Hood, who is not re-signed yet. Toronto Raptors with Kawhi Leonard right now, they should still be a top three, top five seed in the East. After that, after Kawhi leaves or if they trade for somebody else, it's pretty much at a standstill. My Pistons, with a new coach, a healthy team, we should be able to make the playoffs. Boston Celtics are number one in the East as far as I'm concerned until Kyrie Irving leaves, and even after that, they still should be okay. Whether they keep Rozier or push somebody else at point guard. Washington Wizards adding Dwight Howard didn't do much to me. They pretty much implode. They're going to have to show me that they're ready to take on the East. I don't see any team coming out the East besides Boston and maybe Philly, even though they're too young and their shot selection pisses me off, tackling Golden State. With that being said, I think Golden State gets maybe two more championships out of this team before players start to leave. And other teams start to grow stronger and better. So I'm going to go with zero out of each conference. But if I gave it a toss-up, I'll give it to Boston out East, and I'm going with LeBron James in the West. you guys have any questions about the USA minicamp, what team can dethrone the Golden State Warriors, please call in at 949-270-5945. You got me, Troy, Aaron, G here. Let's talk. Much more in the show. I did want to ask you guys one more question. Actually, two more questions, but I'm going to go with my first question. Which is the next question. But with Kawhi Leonard, even though the fans are fed up, and Pop said he's thrilled to have DeMar DeRozan, Raptors jump from 60-1 to 20-1 NBA idle odds. With that being said, a lot of people are speculating, including some of our anchors and analysts that we love to watch on TV, are suspecting that the Toronto Raptors are now the best in the East. Do you agree with that, Aaron and G?
They got the potential to be the best. They got a potential.
As of right now, they have the best young people. They're considered the best team in the East after the Kawhi Leonard trade.
I mean, that's kind of going overboard because, again, as you pointed out earlier, we don't know how much ready he is, how his body's going to react. I understand that. I'll give him second best in the East right now without him playing, but I wouldn't say they could beat Boston fully healthy because that Boston team was tough last year without Kyrie and without Gordon Hayward. And now all those young guys have got playoff experience. They've been in the trenches. And, again, if LeBron James wasn't in the way, they would have been in the finals. And I think they would have got a game against Golden State. But that's neither here nor there. Raptors look good on paper. They got some young pieces. And, yeah, if Kawhi wants to play this year out and see what happens, they'll be nice. To me, that's my opinion.
I'm just going to be a fan here for a minute in defense of my Cavaliers, or not even my Cavaliers, of the Cavaliers not getting a game in the finals. You can go ahead and blame George Hill and J.R. Smith for that. G, how you feel?
Oh, yeah,
do you think the Raptors are the best team in the East now that they have Kawhi Leonard?
No. We don't know if Kawhi will even play or even want to play. So,
hey,
Toronto, no. 100% no. Boston, Philly,
it's
Detroit.
That's it. They can. I bet Detroit makes the playoffs. I really do.
Yeah, that's
I heard Detroit. I don't know if he thinks Detroit is the best team in the East right now. If he does, more power to you. You a homer. You
are
right.
They are passing the bottle.
Man, Henny God. My next question is actually a two-parter. One, what team are you going with in the NFL? And two, will you guys be joining the Fantasy League with us this year? We're going to be having a $20 pot, 10 people. Come away with a little cheese.
All I know about
he don't do football.
Randy Moss, Mike
Vick. Oh, my God.
John Johnson. That's all I know about.
All right, so I'm going to sign G up with me with going with the Lions and the Giants this year. You can mark them down on my squad. Aaron, what team are you going with this year in the NFL, and will you be joining Fantasy with us?
Well, my only team ever is the Patriots, and my favorite player is Aaron Rodgers. So Patriots and Packers. Go, Pat, go.
Well, this just in. Where's my music once again? Then I'm going to play a little California Love, but, hey, you can wait on it. Bingo. Well, this just in. If the Raptors do indeed decide to trade Kawhi Leonard during the trade deadline or later on next season, the Los Angeles Lakers are not interested no longer. They are confident that they'll get him next summer. So with that being said, if Kawhi Leonard is traded to L.A., it will probably be to the Clippers or another team. It won't be to the Lakers. They're pretty much confident.
And you better, please,
they'll get him.
They're
just
really
as confident
that
they'll get Kawhi Leonard to the Lakers, just as confident as LeVar Ball being that all three of his sons are going to play for the Lakers. So I'll let that sink in for a minute. Because if he ends up in L.A. while we leave. Go ahead, man.
Liz Cambridge, man. That big girl be doing her damn thing. 53 points, man. She can score from anywhere on the court. She out there rocking her thing. Her and Skylar Diggins, man. That's my new duo in sports. To get Steph and Clay, I rock with them. Y'all better get up on the WNBA.
Y'all hear that, California Love. And, yes, y'all do need to watch them women work. Damian Lillard coming out saying that he believes that they need to be getting paid more, especially with all the advertising.
I wish I would have mentioned this earlier. No, they shouldn't, because you got to have the process to pay the players more, and they don't have the process. And that's not their fault, but you can pay them.
That's just facts.
Like NBA players.
Boom.
I mean, doctors.
Unless they're going to pay them. Unless the NBA is going to pay them. But,
It is what it is.
You hear the instrumental. I'm going to play it again. That's that California love. At the end of the day, even if Kawhi Leonard does get traded to the Clippers, I don't see him leaving the Clippers to go to the Lakers, maybe because of the franchise. I mean, it's the same city, same building, whoop-de-doo. Hopefully Kawhi Leonard plays second season at full 100%. Maybe they are the best team in the East. Maybe they are not. I can't wait to see DeMar DeRozan's Kobe PEs with the Spurs. Jeff mentioned that earlier in our chat on Insta, and it kind of piqued my interest because you know we all sneakerheads around here.
All right, let me ask G a football question. I know he have an opinion for it.
Hey, 5 minutes left. Go ahead.
Yeah. How you feel about Terrell Owens making a comeback to the NFL? You think he can do it?
Most definitely. And he will excel on all levels.
That's my
all
dog.
Levels.
The guys are dunking on guys and breaking all pickup games still, man. Still physically more in shape than a lot of them guys, and a lot of them young guys. I think they'll be paying. I'm not saying he's going to be a pro bowler or whatever, but he can ball. Pick him up. Lions, pick him up. Maybe I'll become a fan again.
I hope he does,
about
my friend. I'm still waiting on Dez Bryant to get signed, but, hey, you heard me playing the Charlie Brown theme music because you guys are nuts. But he has kept in shape, so, hey, I give him the nod. I love to see it since he's not going into the Hall of Fame anytime soon.
That's crazy. That ain't cool.
No, I got to take that shot. I'm sorry. He should have been in the Hall of Fame. I don't care how big of an asshole he was. Look what he done in his career. More of that on tonight's show. Hopefully you guys tune in and you call in and give Devontae some shout-out. Remember that I will be doing the show from 2 to 3 o'clock Monday through Wednesday. I will be back on regular time on Thursday. Hopefully with Aaron and G joining me, shout out to these guys for calling into the show, giving me a couple co-hosts, and making these conversations interesting. So with that being said, I hope you guys tune in Thursday. Maybe these guys will join me again. If not, Devontae will be there if he doesn't have any business to attend to, and me and Devontae will be doing the show Friday. Lots of basketball, both NBA, WNBA to talk about, especially Summer League because we didn't get into it today. Plenty of NFL coming your way. Wish I could have did an NBA show today, but it was just too much going on in the NBA for me to pass up. And I had two of the greatest minds of basketball that I ever met besides Devontae joining the show with me and their input. So hopefully you guys, you know, tune into the show tonight and continue to listen to this start time.
I love it.
Happy to be here. Thank you, thank you.
All right, hey, I got a
one
question.
One more question. I'm about to say, you answer yours and I'll answer mine. Go ahead.
One, over and under, Reggie Jackson as the starting point guard by the deadline.
I'm going with over.
Over.
Okay, I got a question for you guys. What do you think the Detroit Pistons are going to do this season with new head coach Dwayne Casey?
Fourth seed.
I like G's answer better.
What do you say?
Spangled Banner, Fergie.
Six and eight.
I say fourth, man. They IG stores look lit, man. They got me interested.
Man, that's the outro. But don't worry, it gets better. Oh, yeah, how could it get better?
We need Greg Monroe back to tell the truth.
Hey, sure.
We need Chucky Atkins back.
Chucky Atkins.
John Berry. Corliss.
Dana Barrows.
Mike James. Lindsey.
Ronald Dupree.
Ronald Dupree. Bring these boys back. Bring our boys home. Kayshawn.
On Devontae. Yeah.
Wait.
music. I can make some red now. All right, guys. I'm from Granville. This is Aaron and G, and we are signing off. Tune in tonight at 7:30. That's the show.
Gang.
Woohoo!